Mic check. Mic check. Is my levels good? I think they are. I think everybody can hear me. Oh, hold on. I'm getting a little yellow here. Let me turn it down a little bit. Okay, I'm back in the green. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. It's your boy, Dimitri Starks. Back in the building with another episode right here on Operation Hero Talk. Thank you guys for tuning in. How you guys been? Huh? How have y'all been? I hope y'all had a safe, productive week. I hope y'all are social distancing out there. But if you're not, you're grown people. You can choose to do what you want to do. If you're not, I hope you're being safe. Either way, what is going on? Welcome to Operation Hero Talk, the number one podcast for the nerds, the nerdettes, the blurds, the blurdettes, and of course the weebs and the weebettes. Back with another episode for you guys. Of course, you all know if you've been following, it is anime week. So we are coming in with a very special anime episode. I got a lot of different anime characters to get to. Not specifically in this episode, obviously. I'm talking about in the future, as we keep going, as we keep growing, as we keep improving. This is interesting. It's interesting. I just want to speak a little bit about how I came to this character, because I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I was stumped the entire week. I didn't know what character I was gonna do. I didn't know who I was gonna cover, because there's so many, especially in anime, right? So many different ones. So many different complex characters that you can turn to, that you can, you know, do damn near a whole three episodes about, not just one. So let me just get right into the speech. If you're listening to this, please feel free to follow me and the podcast on social media. I can be found on Instagram, forgive me, at SwiftyMob _1914, and on TikTok as Train, TRANE003. And of course, you can follow the Operation Hero Talk social media pages on Instagram and TikTok, spelled exactly how you hear it, Operation Hero Talk, no spaces. But with that being said, hit us with a like. Also follow the also subscribe to the Mad Nerd Talk YouTube channel, dropping a lot more content on there. And all of the podcast episodes, forgive me, will be available on YouTube, just in case you don't got Spotify or Google Podcast or Apple Podcasts or many other places where this podcast is broadcast. But either way, let's get into it. So is it better to be naturally talented, an underdog, or aggressive? What story do we like seeing the most? And I'm talking about specifically in anime, right? It's different in DC and Marvel. It just is. Most of the time there's really no underdog stories. We have people that are already in a position of power. I will give you Captain America. Okay. But let's just stick to anime for this one. What's better? Natural talent, being aggressive, or being an underdog? They all have their merit, and they all make great stories, right? We think about some characters that are, underdogs that weren't supposed to be in the position that they were in, but, circumstances pretty much forced them into being what they are. I'll give you an example. Demon Slayer. Seriously, come on, man. Who seriously, I get that everybody had their reasons. Everybody had their reasons. Hell, the demons had their reasons for becoming demons. But one of the things about the main character is that he didn't want to become a demon slayer. That was never even in his future sights at all. He just wanted to be a normal kid and help his family. But things happen. Deaths happen. Right? And he had to learn really fast.
that he was that this is an imperfect world we live in, and you either do something about it or you don't. Now, I know that there are some people out there that are going to say, well, doesn't he kind of fall under the naturally talented area? Maybe with the nose, I guess, but the nose does not mean you can fight. Okay? Doesn't mean you can fight. He was not a violent person. I mean, he never really became a violent person up until the end. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I read the manga, okay? But I also watched the show. It's very, very, very beautifully, beautifully shown. But, so I'll put him as an underdog. Right? Now, naturally talented. Let's see. Who in anime was naturally talented? Give me a second. I should have came prepared for this, but I like to get this to y'all raw. Pause. But let me see. Who was naturally talented? You know, I'm saying, you know, Tanjiro was I put him on the underdog because he wasn't supposed to be as good as he was, but he did become in my eyes the best demon slayer when it was all said and done. Because, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. So, yeah, anyways. Aggressive. I'll give you a perfect aggressive character besides the one that we're going to talk about today. Because the one that we're talking about today is aggressive. I'll give you a perfect aggressive player. Aggressive character. Garo from One Punch Man. All he knows is how to be aggressive. Think about that. I mean, not natural talent. That's years of training, ladies and gentlemen. Years of training, right? And you send 12 people at him. He beats them all. What the hell was it, like 3 S-class heroes after him? I think 2 of them he just ran into. Beats him like a stepchild. And then you got naturally talented. Naturally talented. That's a tough one though because you don't really see a lot of naturally talented anime characters. And maybe you do. I'm just having a hard time thinking of some right now. Okay, I think I can get a naturally talented one. Because when it came to killing Titans, I think Mikasa Ackerman was definitely naturally talented. You can put Levi. So, but I'll put both of them in there just to be fair. Right? Look, ladies and gentlemen. I can train you all day to kill Titans. You can slash beanbags on the top of, you know, 30-foot wooden characters. Wooden platforms. It's not like being out in the field, okay? In the field, you either got it or you don't. In the field, you make one mistake, it's over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. Finito. So with that being said, let's get into the character. Because this character, I believe he's naturally aggressive. But I believe that the anime verse that he's in pretty much is all about natural aggression. You think about shades of gray out there. No, it's black and white. You're either powerful or you're not. You're either more powerful than the person you're fighting or you're not. It's rarely a time in this show, in the manga, and in the show, same thing, that you were reading or looking at a fight and didn't know who the victor was going to be. Okay. But this guy, with just pure aggressiveness and a little natural talent, I'll give him a little natural talent, but more so on the aggressive side. He became the greatest Shinigami in history. I'm referring, of course, everybody, to Ichigo Kurosaki. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for him real quick. Yes, 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 round of applause. This man, there's a quote in the Matrix movie, in the first Matrix movie. You look like a man, when Morpheus was talking to Neo, he was like, you look like a man that accepts what he sees because he's expected to. I can flip that a little bit when we're talking about Ichiro. This is a man that accepts what he sees because he knows the shit's not going away. Now, obviously, you know, his mother dying had a huge effect on him, right? Had a huge effect on him. Later turns out his father was a Shinigami, but it's neither here nor there. The man was hyper aggressive. He could be standoffish at times, obviously. But he took what was given to him. Now, let me explain. Basically, what I mean when I say this is that he started seeing ghosts from a young age, right? He accepted it. It's like, well, you know, y'all not going away, so whatever. Right? But he's a nice guy, too. So he started helping these people, help these ghosts. Right? He started helping them get by and get past their trials and tribulations when they are literally past tense. See what I did there? I'm sorry. It's interesting because I have a lot of appreciation for Ichigo Kurosaki because I like the fact that his aggressiveness got him into a lot of shit, but equally got him out of a lot of shit. All right. Because of his high spirit energy, right? He's able to see Shinigami who would otherwise be invisible to the naked eye of human beings like you and me. That's how the journey began, right? Which led us down this long path of power-ups and defeats, just in trials and tribulations, just to protect the people we care about. Now, this goes back to my question. Is it better to be naturally talented, aggressive, or an underdog? Isn't it great to be all three? Seriously, think about it. Ichigo's an underdog. He had no Shinigami experience. He had no experience hunting down hollows, right? None at all. Never even seen a hollow. Aggressive. I have a huge sword. This will do. I don't know the first thing about killing hollows, but I think if I swing this sword hard enough, something good might happen. So let's start there. That's step one. That's step one, step A. Okay? Let's try that just for a second. See where that gets us. Then you have naturally talented. Or did I say naturally talented? I'll redo that. If I did, I'll redo it. Naturally talented, right? Extremely high amount of spiritual energy allows him to. I think that's what was allowing him to see the ghost, and the ghost to acknowledge that he sees them, which is why he started, you know, helping them out. And once again, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know about his mother dying to the hollow. I know. I got it. Okay, I get it. Underdog. He's still human, ladies and gentlemen. Still can be killed. Flesh and blood. To quote Kang the Conqueror, flesh and blood, like everybody else. Don't tell me he's a disappointment. End of quote. Don't tell me Ichigo's a disappointment to you guys. Look, I have my own problems with the Bleach series. But what you guys gotta understand, and even if you don't understand it, you gotta acknowledge it. The shit's legendary. It's a legendary anime. It is. It's gonna go down as one of the best ever. This is not conjecture. This is factual. And he has a lot to do with that. He's the greatest Shinigami and the greatest Hollow. I mean, how can you okay. I'll give you, if you're not buying into this, let's just go through some things really quickly, okay? Let's go through some things. All right. I'm already past the 15 minutes for the origin moment, but I'll bring it in a little later. Let's go through some legendary battles, right? Let's go through some legendary battles. Now, there are a few that stand out to me. Right, there are a few that stand out to me. Obviously, Ichigo versus Aizen. We'll save that for last. I'm not worried about that. Don't worry about that. The first one I want to talk about is Ichigo versus Byakuya. I think that this is a key one because it shows his ability to adapt. Remember, he had already got the hands. Well, I mean, in Byakuya's case, he got the flower petals. The sharp flower petals. He got the sharp flower petals once already and nearly died, right? So after that, Ichigo was like, oh, no, hell no. That ain't gonna work on me twice. You're done here. You're done. Right? You're done here. But going into the second fight, he was still the underdog, ladies and gentlemen. That's what y'all got to understand. He was still the underdog in that fight. Right? Because they don't know he has Bankai. He doesn't even know if his Bankai is going to work. Now, let me clarify when I say that. I'm not saying he doesn't know if he can't. I'm not saying he didn't know whether or not he could activate his Bankai. That's not what I'm saying. He just didn't know if it was going to work against this overpowered Sasuke's grandfather looking ass dude. Okay? Don't know. We don't know. Okay, we just never know. Underdog. But I'm going for it anyway. Aggressive. I was able to get Bankai down in days, naturally talented. And guess what? He caught a nail. So, that's a significant battle in itself. To me, and I may just be the typical viewer here, guys. I may just be the guy that's talking out his ass. But I think that this was the battle for me that solidified the anime as, okay, this is legit. Yes, it took me that long to say that. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is. Because I acknowledge there were some good battles before that in this show, before that battle. I'm with y'all. All the Bleach supporters out there.
relax. Don't come for me. Okay? Let me make it up to you. All right? Put the Clorox away. You see what I did there? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't report me. Anyways. Now, Ichigo versus... Oh, my God. Why do I always butcher this guy's name? I can never get this guy's name right. Ichigo versus... what is this? Okay. It's... I'm sorry. I'm trying, y'all. Give me a second. Kiora. God damn it. I'm sorry, everybody. I cannot get that name down. Not for the life of me. I just can't do it. But this is another significant battle. It seems like everybody in this show is trying to challenge this guy. You, like I said, most anime characters, you usually get one of the three traits, right? Naruto, underdog, easily. Underdog. Oh, hang on.
Fucking phone isn't charging for some reason. What's going on? Okay, there we go.
Sasuke, naturally talented. Sorry, I know I'm throwing some anime characters out there for you. Okay, Saitama from One Punch Man. I would put Saitama in the... I put him in the underdog. Yeah, I definitely put him in the underdog. Right. Luffy. I'd have to add a fourth category called Goofy. Okay? Because that's what he is. But if I had to put him in one of the three, I would put him in, even though I feel like you can justify putting him in multiple places, but just for this, the purpose of this episode, I think I put him in, I would put Luffy, definitely not naturally talented. I would say aggressive. Yeah, aggressive. I'll give him aggressive. Because every fight he's gone into, he rarely goes in with a plan. In fact, I'm pretty sure he has never gone into a fight with a plan. This is what it is. But back to our regularly scheduled programming. Ichigo versus, you know who the hell I'm talking about. Okay. Visually, this fight was just stunning. Visually, it was just great. I was messing with it. I loved the quick movement. I loved the purpose of the fight. I love that Ichigo came in there on no games. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, he's the underdog. Right? But I couldn't really be mad at the fact that he pieced up homeboy in this fight, because I'm like, bro, you asked for this L. You asked for this ass whooping. And the funny part was, if you remember this fight, which was one of the things I liked about this fight as well, if you remember this fight, Ichigo was talking mad smack to this man. The last time we fought, homeboy, I couldn't read your movements at all. How about now? Oh, I guess I think that's where Drake got that line from. Either way, right? Great fight. Now let's get to Aizen. Okay, let's get to Aizen. Aizen's ass, by this point, he needed to be knocked off his high horse, okay? So he needed to be knocked off his high horse, right? Through hyper-aggressive training, ladies and gentlemen, Ichigo was able to serve him that L on a silver platter with a side of blue cheese sauce. Okay?
because in Aizen's sense, and not even in Aizen's sense, I think in all of these instances with these bad guys, which is one of the reasons why I didn't really take to Bleach when I first watched it. I had to rewatch it. And I didn't really take to Ichigo's character either when I first watched him. Because you could see the L's coming. You could see the L's coming, particularly for the bad guys. Too cocky. Every character can't be cocky. Because if you do, you're just, it's the same dynamic over and over, right? We only need one of those. If you ever read any of the Sherlock Holmes novels, there's only one Moriarty. There's only one ultimate bad guy. And I think that formula still works in anime. Now, I will say, I guess Aizen is technically, until the new arc comes out, I guess technically Aizen is, you know, the head honcho, the ultimate bad guy. But not really. He was just a guy who, he was just a guy who thought he was smarter than everybody else, and Ichigo ended up giving him that L. So let's get back to Ichigo. Ichigo, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen the formula before. It works. It's not different, ladies and gentlemen. He's not different, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, an extremely powerful main character with an attitude problem. Can I raise you, Yu Yu Hakusho? It's the same thing. Really? But I will concede. He definitely made the show worth watching. I think that him being such an aggressive character, and him taking that dynamic into his training, taking that dynamic into, you know, his fights, and just basically, I mean, hell, taking that trait into his life really made the anime worth watching, right? Because I think as a viewer, we were always wondering what comes next for him. So I ask you guys, well, I mean, seriously, what comes next for I know the Blood Wars, we're getting ready for that. That's going to come out soon. But it's going to be the same thing, the aggressiveness. What do you guys think of Ichigo? I sincerely want to know, right? I sincerely want to know, because I think that he's definitely in my top 25 of anime characters. I don't think I can put him in my top 10. I can't. I really can't, guys. This is going to be a short episode. I apologize. But, seriously, where do you guys rank him at? But before you answer that, let's get to this part of the show. I'm sorry that I bypassed this. We're supposed to do this at the 15-minute mark, but you know, 15 minutes past that's still fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Dimitri Starks has transitioned into his smooth voice and is now coming at you with the origin moment. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the origin moment. Yes. Okay. All right. So let's get into this. Bleach, like every other anime, usually, started off as a manga. It was written by a man named, and I hope I don't butcher his name, Tite Kubo.
Okay. Tite Kubo. And it seems like, if I remember correctly, when I was researching this, it seemed like Ichigo Kurosaki was pretty much the head character from the start. Because you know how these things change. You know, some people are thought to be the main character, then they move into. I'll give you a perfect example. If you ever watched Bob's Burgers out there, I know some of y'all have, because I have. Tina was originally a boy, but they changed her to a girl. So stuff like that. Things like that. So, back to our regularly scheduled program. It was... So, basically, what happened is... Kubo. I'm just going to call him Kubo. The creator of Bleach, Kubo. He had this idea where he wanted to draw a Soul Reaper with a unique design, right? And through development and process of elimination, that's how he got the idea for the Soul Reapers in the series, right? Now this is pretty interesting, and you guys may not know this. Okay, but Bleach was very close to being named Snipe. Okay, it was originally going to be named Snipe or White. It's a very basic, yes, White, the color. It's very basic names, but they're for a purpose. Originally, in Kubo's initial thinking of the manga before it, you know, came to fruition, he was thinking about naming it Snipe because he wanted the Soul Reapers to have guns. So this is going to be like a gun show. Hammers. Yes. Hammers. Choppers. Blickies. I'm at the end of my list. Moving on. Okay. But he really wasn't feeling that. I mean, maybe he was at first, but he kind of moved off that. Then, once he settled on Bleach, we got to the Soul Reapers designs. He wasn't really feeling the black kimonos, but then he kind of came back to it. And after some inspiration and some validation, right? He stayed with it, and in 2001, it came to fruition. Now, funny thing is, the series was actually meant to be short. It wasn't supposed to go as long as it did. It was supposed to be max 5 years. It's not a lot of issues, if you really think about it, right? And this was one of those instances where the story just came to life. It's like being an architect, I imagine. Sometimes it feels, to quote Leonardo DiCaprio on Inception, sometimes it feels like the building, or in this case, the story, creates itself. We've all been there. Creatively, we sometimes get on a roll, right? We get on a roll where we just feel like anything works, and we're just willing to try different things because we're like, man, this is good. Bleach, I think one of the reasons why Ichigo's character works and why Bleach as a show works is because Ichigo's really raw. Not a lot of complexity to him. And I think they showed that early on in the scene. I mean, early on in the show. If you're looking for a show with a complex character, move off this. That's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for. We're here for the battles. And in that regard, and with that respect, I can appreciate Ichigo as a character, and I can appreciate this manga/anime. I think that oftentimes we've seen such complex characters and dealt with such complex characters and such entertaining characters that we sometimes misunderstand that the KISS principle still applies sometimes. And sometimes it's better. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. All right, well, what are we going to do for a character? Let's just have a guy that can see ghosts. His mother was killed by a ghost. He can see ghosts, but he helps out the nice ghost. And then, you know, he becomes a bad ghost hunter. And, you know, he's extremely powerful at it. Done. It's done. I like it. Let's keep. Okay, what about if he goes up against powerful villains? He'll just get more powerful and then beat them. You know, usual spiel. Usual spiel. But you gotta love it though, because it works. I think that Ichigo being an aggressive character balances out the story, because him being aggressive makes up for the fact that everybody else is not, at least not on his side, right? You name me one person in Bleach that was as aggressive as Ichigo. Don't worry, I'll wait. You can't think of any? Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. Because they don't exist, yo. They don't exist. I know what y'all are gonna say. I know what y'all are gonna say. But let's just run through real quick, right? Let's do a short list, right? Byakuya, not aggressive. Really only, he's like a squirrel. He only comes at you if you go at him. Alright. Mayuri. Kurosutsuki. Manipulative, not aggressive. Right, manipulative, not aggressive. There's a difference. Right. I guess you could say it's. See, here's the thing, I already know what everybody is gonna say. Okay, I know who everybody is gonna say, and I'm with you on this. Okay, I. Oh my god, it's so funny because what is this man's name? I think his name is Zaraki, I think. Yeah, that was his name, right? Let me look him up. Yeah. Kenpachi. Yeah, there we go. Kenpachi is okay. You want to pull Kenpachi out your ass? No. Kenpachi was crazy. Not crazy. There's a thick line. If you're crazy, you're naturally aggressive. Okay? All right, there's a difference. I'm just talking about aggressive, not crazy. Calculated. All right? Kenpachi's ass is crazy. He'll kill you for sneezing. Okay? At least I'd have to sneeze and kidnap his girlfriend for Ichigo to serve me a L. All right? Well, when you come from humble beginnings and you lose your mom, your dad's a dimwit, your sisters need constant taking care of. Well, they don't. They're very independent, but you know, you got to protect them because of who you are. You got to grow up fast. I mean, I think Ichigo grew up fast when his mother like passed away. That kind of, you know, gave him the realization that kind of brought him to the realization that, you know, well, you know, I learned that lesson about what type of world we're in early on. So I'm neither happy nor tripping about it. Could have happened to anybody's mother. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Once he learned that it was a hollow that did it, oh, he served an ale piece. A buffet of ales. All right. And to be honest, anybody that's ever hurt somebody close to him has gotten that reality. But what I mean is, oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that's my washer. But what I mean is that you have to take this into perspective. The greatest characters in anime, they're usually one of the three. Rarely do we get all three. When you really think about it, I'm talking about go down to their base, right? Go down to their base of who they are and where they started. So not before they became more powerful, right? Not before they went gruesome training. Who they were at the start is what they were in one of the three. Rarely do you get all three. Right? At his base, Ichigo is aggressive. He's aggressive. He's aggressive towards people that disrespects the dead. He's the dead. He's aggressive towards his dad. his dad come. Don't even get me started on his dad. Anyways, he's aggressive in life because that's how he has to be. Especially after he became a Shinigami, because he knew that a Soul Reaper, because he knew that this is the world. Don't stop if I lose my top. You know, it is what it is. I have to live to protect the people that I need to protect and to get better. If I could do a comparison, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say in the basis of how to approach a fight, Ichigo is pretty much the exact same as Luffy. There's no thought. There's no tactics. There's no planning. We're just going in. If I take a L, okay, I'll go get more powerful, and then guess what? I'm going in again. But it works. It works. And I can't be mad at him. Ichigo Kurosaki, I salute you. To the creators of Bleach, I salute you. I cannot wait to hear the, I mean, not hear. I cannot wait to read / watch the new arc. Well, I already read it. The hell am I talking about? I already read it. I can't wait to watch. I might have to reread it. It's been a while. I can't wait to watch the new arc of Bleach that's coming out. I'm pretty sure it's the last one. They're not creating any more after this. So enjoy it while you can, everybody. Can't wait to watch it. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, because it is me, my co-host is out for the time being, but because it is just me today, we're going to wrap up the episode a little bit early. Once again, our podcast is available. We are streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Streamcast, a bunch of other platforms that I have never heard of. We're streaming on them, okay? And we also post every podcast episode on our YouTube page, Mad Nerd Talk m.a.d. Nerd Talk. Okay, hit the subscribe button so you'll know when we drop a video. Okay, add the podcast so you'll get to the episodes will automatically download when we drop a new episode, which will be every week. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to wish you all a happy, productive week, peace, and as always, stay swifty.